When Frank Tilley was given a cancer diagnosis a little more than a year ago and was told he had 5 years left to live, he decided he wanted to spend his remaining time helping others going through a similar experience. Next week, Tilley is launching a Collingwood Cancer Support Group out of Journey's Blend Cafe, in an effort to offer local people dealing with cancer and their caregivers a place to find others going through the same thing. The project is done in conjunction with the Georgian Bay Cancer Support Center in Penetanguishene, and all sessions will be run by those with lived experience paired with psychotherapists. I'm a Christian. I didn't lose a minute's sleep when I got my diagnosis. I thought about how I could take this, which is an adverse circumstance, and where's the opportunity to make it better. Tilley told Collingwood Today. I don't know how long I've got, but this could really help a lot of people. It could make my time effective rather than just feeling sorry for myself. Tilley was diagnosed with prostate cancer a year ago, and has spent a lot of time at Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre over the past year, between chemotherapy, radiation and hormone treatment. There, he was connected with the Georgian Bay Cancer Support Centre in Penetanguishene. My wife and I visited. Originally, I was thinking of just doing something for men and prostate cancer, but when I saw the centre in Penetanguishene, I thought we could do the same thing here in Collingwood, he said. All support sessions take place at Journey's Blend Cafe in Collingwood. Women's support sessions run the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at 4 p.m. Men's support sessions run the second and fourth Wednesday of each month at 4:30 p.m. and sessions for caregivers run the first and third Tuesday of each month at 4 p.m. The first women's session is January 30th. The first men's session is January 31st and the first caregiver session is February 20th. Cancer diagnosis can be a lonely thing, said Tilley. We've got a great team of people. While Tilley's latest bone scan in December showed no cancer cells, his prognosis remains that he has about 5 years left. Miracles still happen, but they couldn't change the prognosis. They're based on averages. You never know, he said. It's been a good time for me to reflect on my life and how to bring some good out of this. When asked what advice he'd give, Tilley says it's important for all men to get a prostate-specific antigen, PSA, test annually. We're hoping to have a full-blown facility here within 5 years. I don't have much longer than that, he said, with a laugh. The support sessions are free to attend, but registration is required. For more information on the program or to register, click here.